And we are Morningstar, friends from around the world practicing Zazen, and welcome all to practice with us. Here we have our opening chant.
Gata of Atonement, all harm caused by me because of my greed, hatred, and ignorance, through my conduct, speech, and thought, I now deeply regret.
Before we begin our meditation, we will have a few words this afternoon from the Reverend Lee Payton, an Episcopal priest and New Testament scholar from Atlanta, Georgia. Lee, please.
Thank you, Roshi. A reading from today's lectionary. Early in the morning, he came again to the temple. All the people came to him, and he sat down and began to teach them. The scribes and the Pharisees brought a woman who had been caught in adultery. And making her stand before all of them, they said to him, "Teacher, this woman was caught in the very act of committing adultery. Now, in the law, Moses commanded us to stone such women. Now, what do you say?" They said this to test him so that they might have some charge to bring against him. Jesus bent down and wrote with his finger on the ground. When they kept on questioning him, he straightened up and said to them, "Let anyone among you who is without sin be the first to throw a stone at her." And once again, he bent down and wrote on the ground. When they heard it, they went away one by one, beginning with the elders. And Jesus was left alone with the woman standing before him. Jesus straightened up and said to her, "Woman, where are they? Has no one condemned you?" She said, "No one, sir." And Jesus said, "Neither do I condemn you. Go your way. And from now on, do not sin again." The temple was where you found the heartbeat of community life in Jerusalem. Political, economic, religious, like a bustling town square. So this is where we find Jesus in the reading, in the middle of community life. A group of men approached Jesus, bringing with them a woman whom they had labeled as a violator of the law of Moses. They came to test Jesus to see if he would speak against the law. But Jesus turned the question around. He turned it from a legal question to what I would suggest was a question about community. His response was in three parts: silence, a statement, and silence. But the silence was not quiet. As he bent over to write on the ground, the silence was full of the sounds of community. merchants bartering in the temple porticos, wagon wheels creaking along on the street below, children playing at the foot of the temple steps, sheep and goats calling out in the distance, chanting of psalms inside the temple. And then Jesus said, "Let anyone among you who is without sin throw first." Then he bent back down to the ground, and silence returned. In that moment, it's clear from the story that something changed inside these men. The stones they were holding fell to the ground, signaling that something else inside them also fell away. Something which now allowed them to see how they were deeply connected to this woman. Perhaps even a sense that we are this woman. At that point, one by one, they turned around and they walked back to their homes and families. I envision them walking back, maintaining that same silence, full of the sounds of ordinary daily life. And perhaps they experienced that life in a new way. But in that same moment, the woman was set free. Who was left to condemn? No one was left. What was left was a sense of solidarity and compassion and a community life that carried on. How precious is that moment of community in which we set one another free? And boundaries and labels and judgments fall away. May we find ourselves in the center of that moment.